Greetings, this is Kevin Carroll coming to you from the new temporary headquarters of Tech San Diego in sunny Rancho Penasquitos. Welcome to another edition of Tech San Diego Spotlight, where we look at critical issues surrounding the tech community. We have a great podcast planned for today around everyone's favorite topic, yes, talent. But with a little bit of a twist, we're going to take an in-depth look at Tech San Diego's Jacobs Talent Initiative, which is our initiative to retain more university talent in the region. Joining us for this discussion is Emma Jerez, Talent Director, who manages the Jacobs Talent Initiative. Emma, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
And where are your temporary global headquarters, Emma?
Right now, they're located in Hillcrest, San Diego, so it's a fun, vibrant community.
Well, it sounds like we have good representation throughout San Diego. So first of all, I want to get to some basic questions about the Jacobs Talent Initiative, and then I want to hopefully find out what we're doing, especially in the face of the pandemic. So let me start off. What is the Jacobs Talent Initiative?
Yep. So the Jacobs Talent Initiative is a program designed to facilitate engagement between university talent and the local tech ecosystem. So this is accomplished through a variety of initiatives that we have, such as working with student organizations to plan events and bring in different company leadership teams and different companies throughout San Diego to help inform the talent of what is in San Diego. Also through different resources like our newsletter, the Campus Connection newsletter, where we highlight upcoming events, different tech news about our membership companies and whatnot. But essentially, the purpose of the program is to really inform university talent of the awesome companies that are in San Diego and vice versa, informing these San Diego companies that there's an abundance of talent within the region that comes straight from all of our local universities. So it's helping bridge that gap, and I serve as a liaison between the two to help foster that engagement.
So Emma, it sounds like you're really a connector, both of talent to the local community and also of, you know, local tech companies to the university. Would that be a good descriptor?
Yes, definitely. Yep. So that's primarily my role, is to help connect different students to companies and just being a resource to both the companies and the universities. So I'm happy to work with everyone to help educate them of the opportunities that do exist in San Diego and hopefully help these companies fill these positions from these awesome students that do graduate within these local universities.
What are the big, if there's one or two kind of big goals, and we're going to call it JTI now that we said Jacobs Talent Initiative a couple times, what are the big goals for JTI?
Yep. So the main goals are to stop brain drain and really retain talent locally in the region. So there's a common misconception that there aren't many companies in San Diego, and that's the complete opposite. We have a wide variety of small to mid-sized companies that are looking for these awesome students to fill these positions, but the gap in information is that the students aren't aware of these opportunities. So it's my role to really educate the local tech community that there are students in the region that want to work in San Diego, but also to inform students of all the companies that are in San Diego so they can explore different employment opportunities here and hopefully have a career in San Diego.
You know, Emma, you talked about the brain drain a little bit, and I think you hit it right on. You know, we see a lot of students who come to the region. They like the region. Who wouldn't? It's technology's perfect climate. And yet when they look for their careers, they really don't look here in San Diego. They may look to, you know, Austin or Silicon Valley or New York or any other of the tech clusters. What's your argument when you're talking to students about why San Diego? What are some of the things that you chat with them about?
Definitely. So that's one of the main questions that come up in my conversation with students. Like, well, I love San Diego, but I feel like there aren't places to work, when that's the complete wrong approach to that. Because the reality is there are so many small to mid-sized companies that are looking for these awesome students to fill these positions. But the problem is they're not aware of it. And by working at these smaller to mid-sized companies in San Diego, you're able to have more opportunities to get hands-on experience and ultimately have a more fulfilling work experience. And as a result, you're able to stay at the company longer. You have more opportunities for advancement and ultimately a more robust career.
I think, Emma, you're right about that. You know, so often we see, you know, students, you know, especially looking to, you know, the Valley, which is, you know, fairly close geographically. And, you know, thinking that they're going to go to the valley and live this kind of north of market or south of market lifestyle. And the reality is, with the cost of living, well, you think it's bad in San Diego, you know, with the cost of living in Silicon Valley and adjacent areas, San Diego looks more and more like it should be the career destination for a lot of those students. So one of the questions I have is, in the face of the pandemic, how has your job changed in reaching out to both the students and the companies, or has it?
Yep. So it's definitely changed. When I stepped into this role, everything has been completely remote and virtual. So I've really had to work hard to foster different avenues of communication and really engage the university community in the tech community as well. So we've been increasing our communication with the student organizations and planning a lot more events than we have before, and bringing in these different local companies to help talk to these students about the opportunities that do exist in San Diego. In addition to that, also just exploring new channels by posting our previous events on YouTube, making our resources more accessible. So that way, students who may not be able to attend an event are able to still access those resources on our website, through our newsletter and whatnot.
Emma, one of the ways in which students learn about jobs here in San Diego and about companies is through internships. I know in the face of the pandemic that certainly those opportunities have decreased, but are there still internships available for students?
Definitely. There are internships available for students. A internship now may be a lot different compared to how internships are normally thought of. But essentially, there are opportunities for internships, and we do receive a lot of opportunities from companies, and we help promote these opportunities to students through our professional account, Handshake. So I definitely recommend looking up Tech San Diego on Handshake and regularly checking, because we post those different opportunities online. And while you may not be in an office working hands-on as you would in the past, there are different opportunities that you can complete remotely and still get that awesome experience working for a company.
And I know the pandemic has really changed the face of a lot of things. And students are now graduating to a really different world than they would have just last year. One of the questions I'm hearing is, are there still companies out there hiring?
Yep, there are still companies hiring. I mean, everyone's been affected by the pandemic in a multitude of ways, but there are opportunities available. And I think it's important to utilize our resources like the Regional Tech Directory, which highlights different companies in the San Diego region that are hiring and need to fill these positions. So there are opportunities available. They may not be to the same magnitude as it was prior to the pandemic, but it's just looking out for those opportunities and making the most out of our resources.
And I can certainly validate that. I've been hearing from our members, quite surprisingly, a lot of companies are hiring talent, especially in those traditional kind of hard to fill positions, software engineering, data science, AI, machine learning. And so, you know, certainly validate that those companies are, in fact, still hiring. What are you, and I know it's probably hard, I don't think you've been on campus much. Have you been on campus at all?
A little bit, yes. I've spent some time at UC San Diego's campus. I mean, you wear a mask and everyone's following guidelines, and it's definitely a different environment, but it's very inspiring and to see that there are students walking around ensuring that the campus is running in a safe environment and people are still able to collaborate, but in safer ways, whether that's remotely or sitting 6 feet apart at a table. So there is some activity on campus, which is great. It's just a different kind of activity given the pandemic.
What's kind of the vibe up there? What are the students worried about? Are they, I imagine a lot of them are worried about, you know, if they're going to find a job or not. And I think it is going to be different. I was looking at some data yesterday that showed, at least for high tech positions, now versus last January, jobs are actually up 2.9%. Now, we're in San Diego, so there's a flip side to that. In a lot of ways, it's a tale of two cities. You know, we've seen hospitality, of course, and restaurants and to a smaller extent, retail just been devastated. So our hearts go out to those folks affected by that. But on the high tech side, Those hard to fill jobs are out there. How worried are the students that they're not going to have a job, you think, when they graduate?
Yeah, the students are very concerned about that just because they haven't seen a lot of opportunities being posted. And that's really where my job comes in. And that's why it's so important to inform these students of the opportunities that do exist, especially within the region of San Diego.
So You talked about the types of activities that you engage in. Give us some more specific examples of the type of activities that you engage. I was going to say on campus, but now, of course, it's virtual. But what type of things do you do, and how does the local tech community help you in promoting the region to the students? I imagine it's not all yourself. I imagine you engage different companies to help you. Now, talk to us a little bit about that.
Definitely. So I work with student organizations to help strategize and come up with these awesome event ideas. And then from there, I work with different local tech companies to help bring in different leadership teams to talk to these students about different tips, like whether it's career readiness advice, information about their company, what to expect working as like a software engineer. So we create these really niche events, and because of that, we're able to foster a more interactive community online, even though everything is remote and virtual. So through these virtual events, we're able to inform students of companies in the region, but also really cater to different things that they're interested in as well. And another thing that we've been doing is we've been resuming our Coffee with the Chair series, where we connect different departmental chairs, such as computer science and engineering, to different leadership teams of local tech companies in San Diego. And there, they're able to discuss best practices, develop ways to foster better engagement between the university and the local tech community. So we're able to work really from the ground up as well, from an educational standpoint. So it helps benefits the students as well.
Yeah, I think, and as executive director, I sit in on those meetings with the chair, the leadership teams. And one of the amazing things when I attend those is, for most of the companies that we take up there, it's the first time they've ever been on campus. And so, you know, yes, we're talking the talent, we're talking about students getting jobs in the regional tech community, but we're also introducing regional companies to resources on campus. And it might be tech transfer, it may be capstone projects, or internships or whatever. And it's always amazing what positive things always come out of those meetings. When you talked about student organizations, what do you mean by student organizations?
Yep. So we work with a variety of student organizations centered in data science. So whether that be the Data Science Student Society or different facets of engineering, such as the Software Engineering Council, the Triton Software Engineering. So we work with a variety of student organizations that are centered in tech and engineering. And from there, we're able to really create great connections between the student organizations, but also these local tech companies as well.
So it sounds like they're clubs, like the student clubs. Correct?
Yes. So all these clubs are student run, which is super awesome. So I get to work with the leadership teams directly, and these student organizations help come up with these great event ideas. And then from there, we take those next steps and help bring in different personnel and representatives from companies to help really engage the university community with what is happening within the local tech ecosystem. But then it also gives students the opportunity to learn about a company they may not have heard of had they not been a part of the organization and working with the Jacobstown Initiative.
And I think one of the tricks that at least Tech San Diego and the Jacobstown Initiative has found out is having access to students through the clubs. And I know that all the clubs have different sponsorships and other things else. And I think, Emma, one of the ways in which you've helped is connect, you know, companies who really want to jumpstart their university presence to hook them up with the right club and the right sponsorship. So that certainly seems an interesting way to go. It sounds like what we're doing is increasing the future pipeline, right? If we get the students to stay here, it's going to be good for the entire region. So going back to how companies can help, tell us a little bit about what you're looking for when you're looking for companies that may be able to help you paint that portrait of, you know, this needs to be their career destination. What are you looking for?
Definitely. I'm looking for companies to really serve as an ambassador for San Diego and really use this as an opportunity to talk about all the amazing initiatives taking place within the company, as well as what it's like to be working at a certain company, what a day in the life is like for them, but also too, to really inform these students of what life will be like working in this industry. And I think having a industry professional come in and speak to the students directly is so impactful, because this is a source of inspiration for students. They can look up to these professionals and really create relationships that could last them a long time.
Well, good. So Emma, I reviewed with you what the JTI is, kind of the goals, how the pandemic has changed. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about the Jacobstown Initiative, or about your kind of life working with students and getting them to stay here instead of going to all these icky regions that have bad climate and not good jobs? Anything we're missing? What about for students? What are your resources? Where can people go on the web? Where's Tech San Diego?
Definitely. So we have a lot of resources located at our website, techsandiego.org. And then more specifically, under the Jacobs Talent Initiative, you'll be able to find our regional tech directory, our Campus Connection newsletter, which comes out every month. And I encourage you to subscribe so you can see recent job postings, upcoming events that you can participate in. And then I always welcome feedback or ideas of any kind, or any companies that are looking to engage with the program, because that's really what will be vital to the success of the program, is having these companies come in and talk to these students and really create opportunities for stronger engagement between these local universities and companies. And I think too, it's important for students to really understand the full scope of what it means to find a job. Like, while the company is very important, being in San Diego is awesome. It's not some torturous thing. I mean, you have sunny skies, you have a favorable climate, it's 70 degrees year round. And there's just so many great aspects of San Diego that students might not realize. And I think shedding light on these companies and also the favorable aspects of San Diego really just make it such a favorable career destination.
Yeah, I think one of the true advantages we have as a region is having access to world-class universities, not only UC San Diego, but SDSU, Cal State San Marcos, USD. I'm sure I'm missing some others, but not every region can boast these resources. And if we can get just a small percentage of them to stay in a region, that's going to be good for everyone. Emma, there's a lot of pressure on you because the whole region, we need more talent, better talent, high-performing talent. So we're counting on you to make sure to convince these students that they should be selecting San Diego as their ultimate career destination. We'll put in the show notes below links to Tech San Diego and Emma's email address and other ways to get a hold of Tech San Diego. But that was a really good brief overview of what the Jacobs Talent Initiative does. I'm really proud that Tech San Diego is shepherding. Thanks always to Joan and Erwin Jacobs for monetarily supporting this. I think they recognize that having a good diversity of future pipeline is good for the entire region. So with that, let's go ahead and end this podcast, and we will see you at the next Tech San Diego Spotlight Podcast. Thank you very much.
Since 1994, Tech San Diego has provided a unifying voice for San Diego's technology community. We support members from all sectors of the technology industry. Tech San Diego focuses on the real needs of small to mid-sized companies, which contribute greatly to our region's flourishing innovation hub, which has more than 100,000 innovators, thought leaders, scientists, engineers, and tech leaders. To learn more, visit techsandiego.org. With the renewed commitment to the Jacobs Talent Initiative, formerly titled the University Talent Initiative, if you're a company looking to engage with emerging graduates, please don't hesitate to reach out to Tech San Diego's Jacobs Talent Director, Emma Horaeus, at emma.horaeus@techsd.org. To see some of our past JTI events from this year, visit the Tech San Diego YouTube page and look for events under the title University Talent Initiative or Jacobs Talent Initiative. The TSD Spotlight is a Tech San Diego production and recorded remotely. This and all our episodes are masterfully edited by Hypable Impact's Andrew Sims.